齐打开圣经睇哥林多后书第十章。So let's turn our Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 哥林多后书第十章。As we continue in our study of 2 Corinthians, 我哋继续查考哥林多后书。咁我哋上个星期就睇咗十章一至六节。And last week we looked at chapter 10 verses 1 to 6.咁我要坦白讲，我睇第十章嘅时候，我心谂，睇咗一至六节系重要啊，跳到十一章。And as I was finished teaching out of verses 1 to 6, and I was actually thinking, you know, there's not much more in chapter 10. I'm just going to skip to chapter 11.咁啊，即系当我睇翻嘅时候，神好似打开我心眼，就知道原来神嘅话语每一句每一节都重要。It's like the Lord just spoke to me and said, "Hey, you know, every verse, every word in the Bible is important." 咁啊，我唔知大家有冇留意到啊？琴晚有个新闻好令人担心。I don't know if any of you noticed, but last night there's a news report that's very concerning.佢讲明香港今年头三个月已经有20人自杀，是中学生、大学生20个自杀。And on the news, they said that this year, in the first 3 months of this year, already in Hong Kong, there have been 20 people, high school and university students, who have committed suicide. 佢说通常一年在香港里面有15岁到24岁的学生就会有16到21个个案。And usually in Hong Kong, between the ages of 15 and 24, there are around 16 to 21 suicides a year. 今年有头三个月已经有20个。But this year, in the first 3 months, there are already 20.佢係一個唔好嘅趨勢 ，it's not a very good trend。咁我哋今日我哋要睇基督徒點樣衡量成功與失敗。This morning I'm going to be talking about how Christians gauge success or failure。我覺得係學生去自殺係因為一個嘅自我形象，即係呢個嘅失敗感。面对成功感的问题。And as you talk about students committing suicide, it's because of their self-image, the pressure to succeed, and the whole concept of what is success, what is failure. 所以今天我们的睇到失败和成功是怎样。So how do you look today at success and failure? 你是会怎样衡量? And how do you gauge it?我哋自我形象係一個好重要嘅問題 ，and how we look at ourselves, our self-image is also a major issue. 你認為自己今日係成功定失敗嗎 ？And how do you consider yourself today? Are you a success or are you a failure? 你係會面對呢個嘅壓力啊？係要喺社會上去做一個出色嘅人嗎？Are you facing the pressure today here in the society that you need to become a successful person? 如果你達唔到標嘅時候，喺人嘅眼中，你覺得係點樣？ And if you don't make the grade that other people put, the expectations they put on you, how are you going to handle with that? 你喜歡自己嗎？ Do you like yourself?你憑啲乜嘢衡量自己嘅價值 ？And what do you use to gauge your self-worth？ 我哋唔好睇眼前嘅 ，Let's not be looking at the surface, what's before us, judging by appearance。我哋要憑一啲其他嘢嚟衡量。We need to judge by other things。我哋系作为基督徒，系要用神俾我哋嘅方法衡量成功与失败。As Christians, we need to judge success and failure according to God's view. 我哋睇眼前可能会睇错嘅 ，and if we just look at the surface, maybe we'll be looking at the wrong place. 我哋今日系睇眼前，你会夸口啲乜嘢？ And if you look on the surface of things, the appearance of things, what are you boasting in? 호르엔 가면 내가 왜 과학하고 학력? Many people boast in their education. 하는 과학하고 공적 비유인. Maybe they boast and take pride in their work accomplishment. 或者 生意做得好, 家庭做得好, or maybe success in their family, success in their business. 我哋要夸啲乜嘢赚钱多？ 升職? Are we boasting in that we make a lot of money, that we get the promotion? 是不是因为赢多竞赛，拿好多奖项？ Are we taking pride in the fact that we've won a lot of competitions and we've got all these medals and awards? 我们凭什么来决定成功与失败? What do you judge success and failure on today? 成功并不等于自我肯定. Success does not define me. 我们要从神的方法去看什么叫成功. We need to look at what God says in God's way define what success is. 眼前的不代表一个人的价值. The appearance of things do not state the value of a person. 从社会的角度来看, 有很多觉得是成功, 或者失败, 但从神的角度来看, 可能不同. Maybe from the world's view, from society's view, you can look at people and say they're successful, but from God's point of view, they're very unsuccessful. 有很多的艺人, 有很多的明星, 可以说标榜出来是非常之成功. Many in the entertainment industry, movie stars, musicians, they're put up and they're as an epitome of success. 但是他的家庭是失败，他的婚姻是失败. But their family is a mess, their marriage is on the rocks. 从神的角度是成功的吗? And from God's point of view, is that success? 我们今天看过不多后书第十章, and as we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 10, 我们要看这个我看到三个重点, I see three important points. 我希望这三个重点就去帮到你, and I hope that these three points can help you. 第一点就是不可单从外表看事情. And the first point is don't look at things from appearances only. 第二个重点就是不可用自己比较自己. And the second point is don't compare yourself with yourself. 第三个重点就是应该夸神不可夸自己. And the third point is boast in the Lord, not in yourself. 所以我们先看第十章第七节到第八节，跟住跳到十七节同埋十八节。 So I'm going to first read from verse 7 to 8, and then I'm going to skip down to verse 17 and 18. So 第七、第八，跟住十七、十八. So it's verse 7 and 8, and then 17 and 8. 你们是看眼前的吗？倘若有人自信是基督徒的，他要再想想，他如何属基督，我们也是如何属基督。 主赐给我们权柄，是要造就你们，并不是要败坏你们。我就是为这权柄守未夸口，也不至于惭愧。十七节，英文先。 Do not look at the things according to the outward appearance. If anyone is convinced in himself that he is Christ, let him again consider this in himself, that just as he is Christ, even so we are Christ. For even if I should boast somewhere more about our authority, which the Lord gave us for edification, and not for your destruction, I shall not be ashamed. 十七节,但夸口的,当指着主夸口的,因为蒙悦立的,不是自己称许的,乃是主所称许的. But verse 17, but he who glorifies, let him glory in the Lord. For not he who commends himself is approved, but whom the Lord commends. 一起低头祈祷, let's pray. 主要我们感谢你，今天我们可以看这个经文，我们求你透过这个经文给我们能够调整我们成功与失败的观点，让我们更加明白你是怎样看我们的，让我们能够按你的眼光来看自己和看别人。主，我们将以下的时间交在你手中，多谢主听我们祷告，奉主名求， Amen。 在第七节的时候，保罗讲到你们是看眼前的吗？ In verse 7 he says, Do you look at things according to outward appearance? 即是那个意思就是一个肯定，即是这样看就是错。 And the tone of his voice is that is the wrong way to look at things. 那如果是修订版话，你们只看事情的外表。In the NIV it says, judging by appearances. 或者是新译本话，你们看事情只看外表。And so, looking at things from only the appearance, the outward look. 保罗讲哥林多教会的人是用看眼前的，从表面上外表来看。 And so Paul is saying that the Corinthians church, they're looking at things from the outward appearance, from the surface level. 那记得我们一路讲的哥林多教会是 有人批评保罗。 If you remember in our study, we're talking about some people in the church of Corinth were accusing and criticizing Paul.他就是觉得他没有资格是跟他讲神的话语， and they thought that he had no authority to teach them the word of God. 那他是有他那个的原因，但我们了解个真相， and they had their reasons, but let's look at the facts. 保罗是去到哥林多将福音传给哥林多教会， Paul came to Corinth and he shared the gospel with them and brought them to Christ. 他花了年多时间在哥林多是教导建立教会， and he spent over a year in Corinth teaching and building up the church. 跟着他离开去其他地方传福音， and then he left and he went someplace else to continue to share the gospel. 当他离开的时候，其他人入来搞乱荡的，是讲其他的道理跟保罗不一样。 But after he left, others came in and started teaching other things that Paul was in opposition to what Paul was teaching. 于是保罗写信给他要矫正，去清楚解讲翻个真理。 And so Paul wrote the letter to them, the first Corinthian letter, to clear up these matters and to teach them what the truth was. 所以保罗在这里第七节说，你们是属基督吗？你想一想，你怎样属基督？我又是属基督。 And so in verse 7, you know, Paul says, hey, you know,Is anyone convinced in himself that he's Christ? You know, let's consider this. You know, just as you're in Christ, I'm in Christ too. 是要他提醒，那谁将福音传给你了？ And so he's saying, you know, who shared the gospel with you guys in the first place? You know, where did you hear about Christ? 如果不是我传给你，你不会认识福音的。If it wasn't for me sharing with you, you wouldn't even know the truth. 保罗是要澄清他的身份。And Paul is kind of clearing up his identity. 保罗是十二使徒之一， and Paul was one of the 12 apostles. 他是有神的权柄， and he had the authority of Christ. 从人的角度来看，保罗是一个普通人， but from man's point of view, you look at Paul, he's just a normal guy. 又从神的角度，保罗是一个使徒， but from God's point of view, Paul was an apostle.这个使徒是一个特别的身份， and being an apostle that gave him a special authority. 他有神的权柄，可以行神迹奇事， and he had the authority of God, he worked miracles and all sorts of mighty wonders. 但如果你从外表看保罗的东西呢，他不值得做一个的尊重的人。 But if you look on the outward appearance of all that Paul had, there's nothing there that would classify him as somebody that you should look up to. 从外表来看，他没什么特别。 And from the outward appearance, there's nothing special about this guy. 所以人在挑战他。 And so the people, they're criticizing him. 保罗讲嘢系冇乜演讲能力嘅。And so Paul, you know, he teaches, he doesn't have a special gift of teaching. 佢冇乜技巧， he doesn't have a special skill. 你知唔知初期教会点样形容保罗嘅外形？Do you know how they, there's a description of Paul from the early church that tells, you know, what they think Paul looked like? 有没有听过？说他矮矮肥肥，说 he's kind of short and fat, 他的光头， and he had a bald head, 他的脚是曲折的， and his legs were kind of crooked, and 他的眼眉毛呢就一路去到佢嘅鼻哥一齐就黐住 ，and his eyebrows, you know, they came together, and his nose and kind of stuck together. 佢嘅鼻哥系又弯弯曲曲 ，and he had a crooked nose, you know. 你咁就你睇到呢个解释咧，这个保罗咧唔系靓仔。And you think of that description, you don't think this is not a handsome guy.当一个人企你眼前，你就话哇英俊潇洒明星样啊！哇，你要听呢个人讲。But you know when you think of somebody, you know, who do I want to go and listen to? I want to listen to somebody that looks like a movie star, right? You know, tall, handsome. You know, 我唔系，所以呢，即大家走啊。I don't fit that description, so maybe everyone's going to leave. You know, 另外保罗系做乜嘢呢？Paul 是织帐篷 ，but what did Paul do? Paul was a tent maker， 即是话用双手做工嘅 ，and that means that he worked with his hands。佢系做粗重工作，用手工艺系自己供给自己嘅需要。And so as a tent maker, he worked with his hands and he earned his own living, working hard labor with his hands。完全冇老师嘅风范 ，and he did not have the status of a teacher。老师应该是着鲜艳的衫，就高高在上，就是被人尊重，一路行就是这个是老师来的。You know, a teacher should be, you know, distinguished and proper and wearing fancy clothes. And as he walks by, everyone knows, there's the teacher. 保罗完全不是这样的。Paul was not like that. 他有粗重工作。Paul was working with hard labor with his hands.如果你是一个的地盘工人维修技工 ，if you're working on a construction site or maybe you're in the repair industry， 你唔好因为你的工作贬低自己的价值。Don't look down on your self-worth because of your occupation。保罗都是一个的手工艺的工人。Paul was a man who worked in an occupation with his hands. 我们的工作不是界定我们的价值。Our job, our occupation does not define our self-worth. 保罗因为是属于神，他是可以用他的工作荣耀神。And because Paul was of God, he could use his job and his heavy labor to glorify God.
当时的人呢就会觉得真正的老师是收费。你收费多，有多的学生，你又发达，你就好老师。
Maybe at that time, many of the people thought a true teacher should get paid for his teaching.And the more students you have, the more money you make, that's the more model of success.
是吗？保罗呢，自己双手做工的，免费教人的，一毫子都不收的，这些学生又不用给钱的，我什么鬼老师来的？
But Paul, he worked for free. He made his own living. He didn't charge his students anything. He taught for free. Nobody paid him anything. What kind of a teacher is that? He's a good for nothing.
是吗？从世俗的角度，保罗是无资格。
From the world's point of view, he did not qualify.
从神的角度，保罗是做得非常好。
But from God's point of view, Paul did a wonderful job.
保罗是成功。
From God's point of view, Paul was successful.
保罗是真正的老师。Paul was a true teacher.
因为他跟着耶稣那个风范来做。Because Paul was following the example of Jesus.
看第八节， look at verse 8. 主赐给我的我们权柄是要造就你们，并不是要败坏你们。我就是为这权柄稍微夸口，也不至于惭愧。
In verse 8, he says, For even if I should boast somewhat more about our authority, which the Lord gave us for edification and not for your destruction, I shall not be ashamed.
保罗的意思，他是夸口，因为神给他这个权柄，可以用双手，可以免费传福音。
And so Paul is glorifying in the fact that he can share the gospel, working with his own hands, providing it and giving it away for free.
他是要造就建立别人，不是拆毁，不是毁坏人。
And so Paul's job was to build up, to edify, and not to tear down and destroy.
他按照耶稣的教导的带领方式。
And Paul was following the method of Jesus Christ.
因为耶稣告诉我们听，如果你想在天国伟大，你要先做众人的佣人。
Because Jesus said, if you want to be great in the kingdom of heaven, you have to first be a servant of all.
你想在天上做好的，你要做众人的佣人。
And if you want to be great in heaven, you need to first be a servant and minister to everybody.
所以保罗就是做佣人，他是谦卑的仆人，服侍大家。
And so Paul was that, he was a humble servant coming to serve the people humbly.
从人的角度是不成功的。从神的角度是非常之成功。
From man's perspective, it's not success. From God's perspective, it is successful.
你想不想做神认为成功的人吗？
Do you want to be somebody that God says is successful?
你谦卑服侍神，按照你的身份，你的能力去服侍神。
Humbly serve God and do what God has put in your heart to serve others with the talents that He's given you.
真正的成功不是被人服侍，是服侍人。
A true symbol of success is not to be served, but to serve.
那世人是怎样看？你越成功，越有人跟住你，服侍你，为你做好多嘢，为你斟茶，为你开门，为你揸车，我做你司机。
In the world's point of view, you know, somebody that's successful is somebody that's got all these people following them. You know, they're pouring tea for you, opening the door for you. Yes, sir. Here, sir. You know, I'll be your driver, sir. You know, yes, sir. Okay, sir. You know,
从神的角度，真正的成功就是你服侍人。
From God's point of view, true success is you serving others.
是完全相反的。
It's different, isn't it?
我们想得到世界的成功，但是得到神的成功。
Do you want the world's success or do you want God's success?
世界是看结果，神是看内心。
The world looks at the results, God looks at the heart.
世界看到你做一个老师，有多少个学生，赚多少钱。咁嘅成功，神话你做老师，你几谦卑，几忠心，去尽忠你嘅职责。
The world says, if you're a teacher, how many students do you have? How much money are you making? God says, if you're a teacher, how humbly are you serving and honestly, faithfully teaching your students? And how much are you truly from your heart pouring into your students? It doesn't matter how many you have.
无论你是主学老师或者探老人院，你尽忠按照你的本分，按照神给你的能力才干去做你的工作，这样就是成功。
And whether you're teaching Sunday school kids or you're going visiting in an old folks home or whatever you're doing, if you're doing it faithfully using the talents and the gifts that God has given you, you use them faithfully, that is successIt's not looking at the result.
你看第九节到十一节。
Let's look at verse 9 to 11. 我说这话，免得你们以为我写信是要威吓你们。Least I seem to terrify you by letters， 因为有人说他的信是沉重又严厉害，及至见面却是气貌不长，言语粗俗。
For his letters, he says, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech is contemptible.
这等人当想我们不在那里的时候，信上的言语如何，见面的时候行事也必如何。
Let such a person consider this, that what we were in words by letters when we are absent, such we will also be indeed when we are present.
那有人批评保罗呢，他的信呢写得好有威力的，但是他的人在眼前呢是软皮蛇，是什么都不识的，是很温柔的。
So they're accusing Paul of when he's in there writing letters, you know, he's sounding, you know, so stern and firm, like, you know, he's got this power. But when he's in teaching them in presence, you know, he's just this humble, meek little guy that has no authority.
那先要了解几样嘢。
First, we need to understand one or two things.
第一就是保罗初初去教会的时候，他开荒牛的，他带他信主。
When Paul first went to this church, he was the founder, the pioneer. He brought the gospel to them.
他的信耶稣就有神迹奇事，有好多神做好多犀利的事，改变生命，那他的信耶稣就很乖了。
And so God used miracles and many amazing things to bring them to Christ, you know, and they came to Christ, their lives were changed, and you know, they're just following Paul's teaching.
但保罗离开之后，他变咗有问题。
But after Paul left, then they had problems erupt.
所以保罗写信俾佢呢，系要解决问题就严厉啦。
And so when Paul wrote the letters, it's to correct the problem. That means he's being stern and firm.
佢喺佢当中嘅时候就系冇问题，就唔使咁样。喺离开咗嘅时候先要咁样。
When he was with them, he didn't need to be stern and firm. But after he left in his letter, he needed to be.
那这个一个问题，第二个问题。
Now that's one issue. The other issue is this.
我们要明白哥林多是什么地方。
You need to realize what Corinth was, what kind of place it was.
是希腊半岛。
It's on the peninsula of Greece.
希腊很近雅典。哥林多很近雅典。
And in Greece, Corinth was very close to Athens.
在雅典的人是做什么？
And what did the people in Athens do all day?
他由朝到晚日日都是一样。
And from morning to night, every day, what did they do?
雅典希腊就是哲学思想、逻辑思维、辩论的发言地。
In Greece, Athens is the place where philosophy started.In the West, it's the place where logical thinking and rhetoric, and all they did all day was debate with rhetoric.
所以他有你想到柏拉图、苏格拉底或者什么拉底、什么图、
And so you think of Plato, Aristotle, Socrates. All these guys came from Greece.
他是有这个逻辑思维、这个辩论、这个讨论的、很重视你怎样演讲，你怎样是逻辑分享。
And so in their society, they put on a high standard of how you speak and the rhetoric, your argument.
其实你讲的嘢有冇道理唔紧要，系你讲嘅方法合唔合逻辑，啱唔啱个修辞学，用嘅言语靓唔靓嘅。有没有说服力，咁先系重要。
And they didn't really care if your argument was a proper argument is in terms of truth or not. What they cared about is how you expressed your argument. Did you use the proper word, methods of logic? Did you use good, all these excellent, magnificent, flowing words of poetry? Could you really convince us by the way you present your argument? Not because the argument's true, but because of the way you express yourself.
保罗是不是这样教人呢？ Did Paul teach that way? 保罗教导咧就系简单、深入浅出，小朋友都明白，冇读书嘅人都明白。Paul taught in a simple way, you know, that even children could understand, even people who never studied could understand. 喺希腊人嘅眼中，保罗讲嘢咧系冇料嘅。And from the Greek perspective, Paul taught all the things he said was garbage. 但系保罗教导咧系有神嘅权柄，有神嘅力量。But when Paul taught, he had the power and the authority of God, and he had miracles to prove it. 咁样对我哋有咩意思？ What does that mean for us? 你系点样睇自己？ How are you looking at yourself today? 你咪觉得学历系重要嘅？系咪觉得因为自己嘅学历，因为自己嘅天分系唔够人理，所以你系冇用啊？ Do you think that education is the most important thing? Do you think that because you don't have those special abilities, you don't have that special certificate, that you're not as good as other people? 我想话你听，保罗系因为神拣选佢做使徒，因为佢系属于耶稣，神系用得着佢，唔系因为佢演讲嘅能力。I want you to know that God chose Paul because God loved him, God set him apart, and because he had Jesus in his heart. And it's not because of the way he was able to teach or not teach. 你同样是重要的，因为神爱你，神睇你是重要。You are important because God loves you, God sees you as important. 在神的眼中，你是宝贵，你有价值。And in God's eyes, you are valuable and you are precious. 在你跟从耶稣的时候，因为你跟从耶稣，神说你成功。And when you follow Jesus, because you follow Jesus,God says, you are successful. 同你的学位没关系。It has nothing to do with your education level. 同你的有赚多少钱没关系。It has nothing to do with how much money you make. 你的工作没关系。It has nothing to do with your occupation. 是因为神说他爱你，你是重要，你就是重要的。It's because God says he loves you, you are important, therefore you are important.神创造你， God created you. 祂创造你是宝贵， God created you and that you are special in his eyes. 可能你觉得在人的眼中你不够人类，但神说你是独特的。 And maybe you think in the eyes of other people, I can't compete, but God says you are special.你的价值不在乎你赚多少钱。Your self-worth has nothing to do with how much money you make. 不在乎你有多少个学位。And it doesn't matter how many degrees and certificates you have. 也都不在乎世界认为你成功或者失败。And it has nothing to do with how the world looks at you as being a success or not. 也都不在乎你美貌、身材好。And it has nothing to do with your pretty face or your good figure. 你价值是因为神爱你。Your value is because God loves you. 睇埋十二节，你可能会更加明白。Let's go on to verse 12, maybe you'll understand a little bit more. 因为我们不敢将自己和那自谦的人同列相比，他们用自己度量自己，用自己比较自己，乃是不通达的。 For we dare not class ourselves or compare ourselves with those who commend themselves. By measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise.嗱，如果呢个新译本点讲？他们拿自己来量自己。In the New Living Version, this is what it says: Do not worry, we won't dare say that we are as wonderful as these other men, who can tell how important they are? But they are only comparing themselves with each other, using themselves as a standard of measurement. How ignorant! 我想保罗是讲得很重我们的问题。 I think Paul has hit the nail on the head right here. 我们的问题是什么? What is the problem? 比较. Comparison. 我们经常跟人相比较分高低。 We always compare ourselves and we always want to see who's better and who's at the top. Bingo, Jurelet, who's the greatest? 我们好好翻学都要看名分名次, even when you go to school, you have to see, oh, where's your status in the class? 我好十名之内的又下上来最尾啊。 I'm in the top 10, counting from the bottom up. 我平时都是最尾那个, and I was always the last down there, yeah. 我们很在乎那个冠军啊, and we're always so concerned about, do I get the trophy? Am I number one?
请问你知不知冠亚季军之后是什么?
Do you know what comes after first, second, and third prize?
Dean? 对不起,冠亚季军重要,四五六那些,不入位了。
You know, first, second, and third, those are important. Fifth, sixth, and seventh, they don't even count.
是吗? 人的看法是不是这样?
Isn't that the world's view?
神是不是这样看?
Does God look at it that way?
我们经常觉得很重要,很重要的。 要做第一，我要追求第一。
We just think it's so important that I can be the best, and I'm gonna be number one.
我的公司销量第一，我系呢间公司嘅最 top 嘅销退销员。
Our company has the best sales of all the companies, and I'm the best sales rep in all our company.
哇！ 哇, that's so amazing. 竞争比较.
It's competition. It's comparing.
你咪选美都系有冇人记得三年前嘅香港小组第香港小姐第三名系叫咩名?
Does anybody remember 3 years ago who the third representative of the Hong Kong beauty pageant, what her name was?
Huh? 今年都唔记得啊，人哋话.
Some days I don't even remember this year.
Huh? 我哋系竞争赛嘅.
We're in a competition.
对方买靓楼，我要买个更靓嘅。
My competitor buys a big house, I've got to get a bigger one.
我嘅对手呢，就系买个奔驰，我就要买个法拉利。
And my competitor, he gets a Mercedes, I'm going to get a Ferrari.
佢买法拉利，我买兰博基尼。
He gets a Ferrari, I'm going to get a Lamborghini.
佢买个兰博基尼，你买咩？
小型飞机。 He buys a Lamborghini. I'm going to get a private airplane, a Learjet.
是竞争赛是没得停的。 The competition, you just keep going on. 其实保罗讲得很讽刺的。
Paul is actually being very sarcastic here.
他说他不敢跟这些人同列相比。
He said he doesn't want to compare himself with these guys, and yet he is comparing himself with them.
他说不想跟他一起比较,但其实他是跟他比较的。
其实比较有什么问题? What is the problem of comparing ourselves?
首先,第一个问题, 就是你将自己标榜出来,是按照自己去衡量别人。
The first problem of comparing is you make yourself the measurement of others.
第二个问题就表示你以别人为标准衡量自己。
And the second is that you make others the measurement of comparing yourself.
那么谁说你这个标准?
And who said that you're the standard to look up to? 或者 别人是个标准, or that somebody else is the standard to look up to? 按照自己比较自己, 是用人的立场, 人的观念来衡量人。 And so comparing ourselves with ourselves, we're using man's human scale, man's way on the outward appearance to judge things. 我们身为基督徒要按照圣灵的看法、圣灵的方法去衡量。 And as Christians, we should go by God's way and the Holy Spirit. How does God look at things? 从神的角度怎样衡量? And how do we measure up on God's standard? 神是看人心, God looks at the heart. 保罗是使徒, 使徒有身份是确实是独一无二的。 Paul was an apostle, and that's an assured position that God gave him, and you can't deny that. 得十二个使徒, there are only 12 apostles. 哪个可以和十二个使徒是争的呢? Who can compete against the 12 apostles? 还得十二个耶稣拣选,没有第十三个。 There are only 12 apostles, there were not 13, and you can't be another one. 所以跟他相比是真的很多余的。 And so competing against him is ridiculous.
那人家是用自己的标准来衡量自己。 我们要求神给我们明白他的标准。
As people use their standard to judge themselves, we need to ask God to give us His standard that we can judge by His standard.
神是怎样看?
What does God look at?
我们是否有很多先入为主,是否有很多的执着影响我们?
Do we have all these preconceived ideas and things that we're holding on to that affect our judgment?
我想问你们, 你想一想这个环境,
just think for a moment of this situation.
你是一个店铺的商人, 退休员,
you're a sales rep in a shop.
这个是买靓衫的店铺,
and it's a garment shop, expensive clothes.
有两个人走进来,
two people come into the shop.
有一个呢, 穿得很斯文, 你一看知道很名贵, 有金鑼, 有戒指, 有很多, 哇, 一看这个人有钱。
And two people come in, the first guy comes in and he's got this really fancy clothes on. You can tell it's expensive clothes. He's got a gold Rolex, he's got jewelry, you can tell this guy's got it. He's got money.
另一个人进来呢, 好像刚刚上岸的渔民, 穿那些渔民衣服。
And the second guy walks in and you look at him and you say, this guy just got off a fishing boat. He just came up. He's a fisherman. He's poor. He doesn't have any money.
你看这两个人,你做这个退休员,你会标去哪个,我们帮你,有什么,我们介绍这些货给你看。
And which of these two guys are you going to run over to the first and say, hey, I want to show you a product line that I think you'll really enjoy this stuff. Which of the two guys are you going to go to?
渔民. 但是,穿很漂亮的衣服。
You gonna go to the fisherman? Or you gonna go to the other guy?
举手。
Raise your hands!
哪个去第一时间就去帮个渔民先? 举手。
Who's going to the fisherman first? These young kids, they don't know anything.
哪个第一时间去找个很有钱的,一看就知道。
Who's going to go to the guy that has... You look at him, he got all the money. Yeah.
你们聪明一点.
You guys are wise.
对不起, 我亲眼见过, 我以前听人讲, 我出来澳门 1980年, 我亲眼见过他。
I'm sorry to say, I saw him personally with my own eyes. I heard people talk about it, but in 1980, I saw with my own eyes,
澳门一个富豪, 他的名字叫何言,
one of the richest men in Macau in the old days, Mr. 何言,
他去哪里都是穿到渔民,
and wherever he went, he was always dressed as an old fisherman. 睇嚟咧就完全平民百姓冇錢。And you look at him and he had, from all appearance, no money. 原來嗰個執到好正係佢嘅司機。The guy with all the money was actually his driver. 我哋按表面睇可能會睇錯。Looking from outward appearance, we may judge wrongly. 但我哋有先入為主。But we have our preconceived ideas. 點解我哋要比較？比較係危險嘅。Why do we want to compare with others? Comparing is dangerous. 我哋要分高低，但係人人都有強處、弱處、優點、短處。You know, we all have our weaknesses and our strengths. We all have our positive points and our negative points. 冇人係十全十美。Nobody is perfect. 俗語話：人比人氣死人。气死人，气死人，气死人！啊，你查啊，你查，人比人气死人啊！两个都得，不过原装系气死人啊，变变下就鼻死人啊！If you compare your lot with others, you will only torture yourself, is one English translation for that. 这个意思就是什么意思？我查网上，他给我三个例子。I went on the internet and they gave three definitions for 人比人气死人。第一就是功夫，打功夫。And the first is Chinese 功夫。他说你说你厉害，但还有更厉害的在后头，要比比就不完。 They say you think you're the best, behind you there's a whole line of people that say they're the best, and you'll have a never ending competition. Bruce Lee was an example. 第二个例子就知足常乐。 And the second example is to be content and happy. 因为你有钱，别人比你更有钱。Because no matter how much money you have, there's always going to be somebody with more money than you. 第三个例子， the third example, 各人有所长。Everybody has their own good points or bad points. 一枝草，一点露，人各有所长。And so, and the word is... For every blade of grass, there is a drop of dew. That's a Chinese expression. I'll explain it in a minute. But everybody has their good point or their bad point. So, 天生我材必有用。你信唔信？我唔记得翻译呢个英文。天生我材必有用。If heaven gave birth to me, then I must have some value. Is, huh?Everyone has a talent. Yeah, Derek, yeah. Derek, 是加拿大回来，给你掌声。我们要小心竞争比赛。We need to be careful about comparing ourselves. 反而我们要学习接纳自己。What we need to do is accept ourselves. 接纳自己是一个特别的人。Except that you are a special person. 世界上冇第二个你。There is nobody else in this world like you. 你系独特。You are unique. 你系独一无二。You are the only one of you. 神创造你系独特嘅。God created you unique. 我俾三个证据证明你系独特。I'll give you three.Proofs that you are different than anybody else. 第一指紋。The first, fingerprints. 世界上冇第二個人有你嘅指紋。There's nobody else in this earth that has your fingerprints. 神係特別俾你呢個指紋係你嘅身份。God gave you your fingerprints, that is you. 听人讲，我唔系医学人士，所以可能我错。不过听人讲，比指纹更精确嘅眼球、iris 嗰、那个系咪 ？That your eye is it the iris the pattern in your eye 啊？冇两个人相同，冇两只眼相同。 There is no two people alike and no two eyes alike.
你那个是特别身为你精心炮制，是吗？精心设计。
God greatly designed it uniquely for you alone.
第三个你还不信呢？
第三个可以证明你是独特，没有第二个你的。
Yes, yeah.
DNA. Nobody has your DNA.
Well, your children might, but it's not exactly the same.
你的 DNA 是你的独特的，证明你是一个个别的，没有两个人好似你。
So your DNA is unique. Nobody has the exact same DNA that you do. And it can prove that you are created uniquely.
我们是神创造的，我们是要接受神创造，我们是独特的。
We are created by God and we need to accept that God created us uniquely and special.
神创造你有个原因的，
and God created you with a purpose.
神创造你有个使命，
and God created you with a mission.
神是想你认识自己，就是不要跟别人比较，你要做自己。
And God wants you to know who you are, not compare yourself with others, and be yourself and do what God's called you to do.
你相不相信?
Do you believe that?
跟人比较没用的，神是给你有你的身份，有你的性格，有你的背景，有你的学历，有你的天分。
God created you uniquely with your background, with your personality, with your talents, with your inhibitions, with your weaknesses, with your strengths. God made you special. You are only you. Nobody else like you.
跟人比较没用的。
Comparing yourself with others people, no good.
我要接纳神给我这个使命。
We need to accept that God has given me a purpose in life.
你看13节和14节。
Look at verse 13 and 14.
我们不愿意分外夸口，只要照神所量给我们的界限，扣到你们那里。
We, however, will not boast beyond measure, but within the limits of the sphere which God appointed us, a sphere which especially includes you.
我们并非过了自己的界限，好像扣不到你那里，因为我们早到你们那里。
For we do not overextend ourselves as though our authority did not extend to you, for it was to you that we came with the gospel of Christ.
保罗不会跟人相比，他就是因为知道跟人比较有两个结果。Paul
didn't want to compare himself with other people, because when you compare with other people, there's only two results.
第一是骄傲，第二是自卑。
The first is pride. The second is low self-esteem.
如果我跟人比较，觉得自己是好一点，我有越一点，我劲一点。
And if I compare myself with others and I think I'm better, yeah, you know, I'm the one, yeah. I'm the best, yeah. You look at, this is number one standing here.
但如果我跟人比较，觉得自己不够佳，未到。 未到标准，我就会觉得点样，我就有少少尴尬，我未得啦。But
if I compare myself with others and I think I'm not quite there yet, you know, and others are better than me, and you know, I've got a lot of work to do, you know.
比较系冇用嘅，我都要接受神创造你系点样，你就系按照神俾你嘅能力积极去做你要做嘅嘢。
What you need to do is accept, this is what I am, this is what God created me, and I'm going to be aggressive, I'm going to be diligent in what God's given me to do.
跟这个经文有什么关系? How does that relate here, Pastor? Yeah. 因为保罗说,神所量给我们的界限,
because it says here that God has appointed to us each a measure, a sphere. God has given us something to do.
那个界限什么意思?
What does that sphere mean?
一个界限就是神给保罗一个使命，一个责任，一个工作范围。You say God gave Paul an area of work. God gave Paul a mission. God gave him a job, a task to do. 所以神给保罗一个力量，安排他要做呢样嘢。And so God gave Paul the ability to do that task. 睇唔睇到嘅？明唔明啊？Do you see that? Do you understand what I'm saying? Verse 13 and 14 here. 所以保罗唔系按照自己嘅，佢做神俾佢嗰个能力，神俾佢嘅使命。And so Paul is not doing his own thing. He's doing what God gave him to do and the ability that God gave him to do it. 我哋做基督徒，我哋要明白神俾我哋呢个嘅独特嘅身份，按照神俾我哋嘅能力，睇自己。合乎中道。And as Christians, what we need to do is see what God has given us to do and do it in the ability that God has given it to us. We need to look at ourselves in soberly and honestly, realize our weaknesses, realize our strengths, and do what we can. 我哋认识自己嘅强处，认识自己嘅弱点，我哋尽心去做我哋自己要做嘅嘢。你忠心积极做神俾你嘅托付，你就成功。And if you are faithful to do what God has given you to do, you will be a success. You are a success. 因为你忠心做神叫你做嘅。Because you are faithful in doing what God has told you to do. 刚刚讲这个嘅成语，一枝草一点露。I just mentioned the Chinese saying, every blade of grass...There is a drop of dew. 有人翻译, there's another translation in English. Heaven will always provide a way out. Heaven will always leave a door open. 这个意思就几啱，即系网上咁样解释。And this is what the internet explained. 一枝草一点露，就是一枝小草，上天都会赐予一滴露水。让小草活下去，何况是人呢？容易劝人不要灰心气馁，天无绝人之路，只要努力，自有生路。So the translation is that if heaven is providing dew for every little blade of grass, then there's always a way out, no reason to be put up against the wall and think you're trapped, and that There's just do what you need to do. 如果我哋基督徒更加系神创造你，神一定会祝福带领你。As Christians, I think it's even more. God created you. God's going to bless you. God's going to give you the ability. 你需要做嘅嘢，神就一定会与你同在。And the things that God wants you to do, God's going to give you the ability to do that. 所以我哋认清楚我哋嘅优点，我哋嘅弱点，按照神嘅能力去做就系成功。So if we recognize that my weaknesses, my strengths, and I do what God wants, has called me to do in the strength of Jesus Christ, I am a success. 嗱，好快睇十五到十六。Let's quickly move on to verse 15 and 16. 我们不仗着别人所劳碌的分外夸口，但指望你们信心增长的时候，所量给我们的界限，就可以因着你们更加开展。Not boasting of things beyond measure, that is in other man's labors, but having hope, that is your faith is increased, we shall be greatly enlarged by you in our sphere.得以将福音传到你们以外的地方，并不是在别人界限之内，藉着他言成的事夸口。To preach the gospel in regions beyond you and not boasting in another man's sphere of accomplishment. 那保罗不想夸口，他要明白神给他的能力。Paul did not want to boast in himself, he recognized that it was the power of God.神叫保罗出去传福音俾未得之民，去到冇人传福音嘅地方。And God called Paul to go and preach the gospel to the unreached, the people that nobody else had reached before. 所以保罗嘅心意就系去到未有人传，佢就先去嗰啲地方。And so Paul's heart was to go to where other people not preached. 但系跟住佢嚟嗰啲就系嚟当保罗嗰啲嘢系佢自己。But the people criticizing him are coming up after Paul and saying the stuff that Paul did. They're claiming it's their work.
所以保罗就喺度就系叫澄清。So Paul is here straightening out the problem.
但我想问你咧。夸口的问题，比较的结果就是夸口。
But when you look at boasting, when you're into comparing with other people, the result you start to boast, right?
如果你觉得你优越啲，天下无敌，你就是我劲咯。
But so when you start comparing yourself with others and you think that you're better than you, yeah, I am good, yeah.
即系你有冇睇到两个小朋友喺度讲紧爸爸？
Have you ever seen two little boys talking about their dads?
一个小朋友说、我爸爸是世界上最有力的。
Yeah, my dad's the strongest guy in the world.
我爸爸呢就是可以拎起一架车的。
My dad can pick up a car.
Hey, 我爸爸就是警察。
My daddy's a policeman.
Hey, 我爸爸是超人。
My daddy's a superman.
是不是小朋友是这样吗即是夸口夸口有些很不现实。
You're just boasting, boasting, but it's not real.
保罗话唔想夸口。
Paul said he doesn't want to boast.
但系佢要认清楚自己做啲乜嘢。
But he wants to see clearly what is he doing.
我哋就夸口升职得奖赚钱。
We boast, we get a promotion, we get an award, we make money.
神系夸口啲乜嘢？
What does God want to boast in?
你忠心，做神要你做嘅嘢。Be faithful in doing what you're doing. 保罗就喺十五、十六节就系话佢系忠心，神俾佢嘅领域系佢嘅界限去做。
Paul said he's boasting in that he's being faithful in doing the task that God is giving him in the sphere that he was supposed to do it in, and even to enlarge that to bring the gospel. He's being faithful in what God's given him to do.
最后两节 ，the last two verses， 十七、十八 ，17 and 18。但夸口的当指着主夸口
，but he who glories let him glory in the Lord，
因为蒙悦纳的不是自己称许的，乃是主所称许的。
For not he who commends himself is approved， but whom the Lord commends。
夸口指着主夸口。
So if you're going to boast, boast in the Lord.
夸口神嘅作为
Boast in God's greatness.
夸口神嘅伟大
Boast in the great things God has done.
即是话承认自己只不过是神嘅用人
And that's admitting that you're nothing but God's servant.
承认自己无值得夸口的地方
And that's admitting that you have nothing to boast of in yourself.
你唱歌叻是夸口神给你的歌喉你
You sing well, boast in the fact that God gave you the ability.
你读书好夸口是神给你千分
And if you're studying well, boast in the fact that God has done it.
你是做什么好你要感谢神你殷勤你聪明是感谢神给你殷勤聪明
And if you're diligent and you're smart, praise God that He gave you the diligence and the ability to be smart.
我哋要承认我哋所有嘅都系神量给我哋嘅。
And so we need to recognize that all that I have is given to me by God.
我哋夸口自己嘅成就冇意思嘅，系应该夸口神嘅恩典俾我可以做呢啲事。
And what we should do is not.Boast in our accomplishments, we should praise God for His grace to enable us to be able to do these things.
我好快讲完，你睇耶利米书第九章23到24节。
I'm almost done. Just look at Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 23 to 24.
Jeremiah chapter 9, 23 to 24. 耶利米第九章23、24。我想保罗是借用这个经文来讲。
I think Paul was
referencing to Jeremiah when he was teaching here. 耶利米第9章23節, Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 23, 耶和華如此說,智慧人不要因他的智慧誇口,勇士不要因他的勇力誇口,財主不要為他的財物誇口. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches. 誇口的卻因他有聰明,認識我是耶和華,又知道我喜悅在世上,施行慈愛,公平和公義, 以此夸口, 这是耶和华说的, but let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth, for in these I delight, says the Lord. Are you like that? 你今日所拥有是不是因为神给你,你就感谢主? Are you glorifying in that everything you have today came from God and that you praise God for that? 我们真的基督徒怎样衡量成功和失败? So as Christians, how do we truly judge success and failure? 按照我们自己眼睇,但按照神的。 So do we judge it by what we see or by what God says? 我们成功就是尽忠做神给我们的本分。 To be a success in God's eyes is to be faithful to do what God has called you to do. 就算从世界的各地不觉得成功,你神的眼中是成功。 And even if the world says you're not success, God says you are a success. 刚才说三点, we just looked at 3 points. 不可单从外表看事情, don't look at things from appearance only. 不可用自己比较自己, don't compare yourself by yourself. 应该 夸神, 不可夸自己. Boast in the Lord, don't boast in yourself. 如果你按照这三点来做,你就会成功. And if you can follow these three, you will be a success. 求神帮助我们去谦卑,拒绝这个比较竞争的心态. And may the Lord help us to be humble and to resist the temptation to compare ourselves with others and to be in competition with others. 我们一起祈祷, let's pray. 天父,我们感谢你,我们今天可以看到这个经文, 求主就是真的帮我们去清楚看到我们自己在你里面的身份, 你是创造我们,你是爱我们的, 愿意我们能够按照你给我们的应许, 你给我们的身份, 你给我们的生命去荣耀你, 尽忠是我们的工作, 尽忠是我们的家庭, 尽忠是我们的朋友圈, 是做自己, 做你想我们做的人, 你荣耀你, 求主帮助我们, 奉耶稣名求, Amen. 麦土之后可以散会。